This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Big data, the science and to some degree the art of collecting huge amounts of information and making sense of it, was for a long time the domain of corporate America for the simple reason that they had most of the data about what we buy, what we spend, and what ads we respond to. But the art and the science is evolving. As we saw in 2008 and 2012 especially, big data has become a major part of modern political campaigns. From politics and campaigns eventually come policies. So now governments and nonprofits are starting to see data as a way to tackle social problems. Marketplace's David Gura has that story.
After a decade digging through corporate data, Raed Ghani wanted to do something different.
So I decided one day just to arbitrarily pick a date to quit.
Ghani gave himself 3 months to find a job, a position with the potential for what he calls social impact. A few weeks later, Ghani became the chief scientist on President Obama's re-election campaign.
It was a fairly random detour.
He and his team did pioneering work on fundraising and analytics. For now, Ghani is done with politics, but he says that detour was eye-opening. It showed him there are other applications for data science. Today, Ghani teaches at the University of Chicago, where he runs something called the Data Science for Social Good Summer Fellowship.
The reason I started the program was really looking back at myself, saying I would have loved to be in a program like that.
48 of the world's brightest data scientists, students from more than 30 universities, have spent 12 weeks in Chicago. They've worked with community organizations, NGOs, city governments to tackle social problems like maternal mortality and homelessness.
They have no idea that those problems have data and that their skills can be helpful in solving those problems.
They set up shop in an unfinished office space in downtown Chicago, where they've been programming in Python and R. Those are the hammer and hacksaw in a data scientist's toolbox. The fellows have made themselves at home here. In the kitchen, behind a stack of boxes, there's coffee and what's left of a pie. And tucked in a corner, there's a ping pong table. The outside groups, the Sunlight Foundation, Wiki Energy, Chicago Public Schools, to name a few, they gave the fellows two things, problems to tackle and data, lots and lots of data.
Hi, everyone. We're gonna get started, so if you want to take seats.
This week, the fellows gathered at 1871. That's a tech incubator high above the Chicago River, to show off what they accomplished. One group devised a new way for the World Bank to look for corporate collusion in development projects. Right now, the bank has to rely on whistleblowers.
The World Bank can be more proactive in its activities, and so it can say, the forecast is that this contract likely isn't so good, and then they can go investigate it.
Another group found a way for the Chicago Department of Public Health to pinpoint homes where children are at the highest risk of lead poisoning. Right now, the department has a list of tens of thousands of housing units where kids could be at risk. The fellows narrowed that down considerably. Their model suggests the department could focus on 378 units where the risk is highest. That would take just 2 months, and it would cost less than $200,000.
Compare that with $100 million in almost 80 years. We're calling this a data science success story.
After the presentations, the data scientists fielded questions science fair style. Sam Zhang worked on ways to improve outreach to Americans who don't have health insurance. He says he and his fellow data scientists had a lot to learn about the organizations they partnered with.
I came in, I didn't know what like Medicare, Medicaid, what the healthcare subsidies were like. And the first few weeks were just like print out a bunch of papers about it and just read.
And those organizations, he says, had a lot to learn about data, what it can do, what someone trained in analytics or econometrics can do with it. Zhang went to Swarthmore College. He acknowledges he could have wound up in Silicon Valley.
The thing is that Raed's trying to steal us away from the people optimizing ad clicks. And I think he's pretty successful.
Some fellows will return to PhD programs. A handful will remain in Chicago, where they'll continue to work on these projects. Raed Ghani's hope is they'll all leave with a new sense of what data can do. In Chicago, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.